So hello and welcome, everyone. It's Kit Fury. This is the April 2013 bonus call for the Align and Awaken Journey community. The purpose of the call this month is to create a guided audio for your use so that when you notice a recurring pattern or something that when you apply your all clear cue, as I call on the fly, you know, stopped at a red light in traffic, and you notice that you have not gotten to the bottom of the little pesky problem, this will be an audio that you can turn to when you have more time in order to do a what I call a deep inner dive. There is a PDF on the bonus call page, so go ahead and download that at your convenience if you want to just have an overview mind map of the steps. So to begin, assumptions, I also call them presuppositions, to the way that I offer my work in the world. I make the assumption that we are co-creating our experience. There is the spiritual dimension, and we interact and we engage with that, and that life is happening for us, not to us. In other words, we are responsible beings, and we have the capacity to create our experiences, and we have the capacity to do course adjustments when what we're experiencing is not what we want. Ideally, the broad transformational approach that I teach has three main steps. Notice what your experience, and as you've done the Align and Awaken Journey program, you notice that I reinforce the fact that what we're building is the skill of noticing our experience, not ignoring it, not stuffing it, not denying it, but noticing it and leaning into it and making a choice about whether we want to continue that experience or whether we choose to change it. If when we notice our experience, it is other than optimum, then we choose. We choose to continue it, ignore it. But in our community, what we're doing is when we notice something other than optimum, we are intending, we are choosing to dissolve the root causes of whatever it is that's creating that experience, and we don't consciously need to know what those root causes are. And the third step is that when we are choosing or intending to dissolve the root causes of an other than optimum experience, then we direct our subconscious, our higher consciousness and soul to get to work consistent with the instructions that we've given when we signal our intent by using the cue all clear. Now, breaking down the noticing what your experience a bit, you notice your other than optimum experience, in other words, what it is you don't want. The exercise of choice involves identifying what it is that you do want instead. That can be a state, in other words, those feel-good states like love, peace, and joy. It can be a situation, it can be a context, it can be a specific object. We're not going to go into sort of the details of creating a specific outcome. I'm going to be going into that when we do the Prepare for Your Journey class, identifying whether we want to take a masculine approach to identifying what it is we want instead, whether we want to take a feminine approach or creating a both and approach. So the subparts of noticing what you're experiencing, what is it that I don't want, what is it that I do want instead, and then choosing the transformational tool that you wish to employ in order to shift your experience. Now, in the Align and Awaken journey, I have my favorite transformational tools, but know that in your experience, if you have tools that you absolutely resonate with and love, use those tools. Use what you like most. So let's begin creating our audio template. Step one, notice what you are experiencing. What do you see? What do you hear? What emotions are you experiencing, or what physical sensations are you experiencing? And go ahead and pause the audio now and elicit the details of your experience. Where in your body are you most aware, or where in your body do you most connect with this other than optimum experience? And focus your attention there now. And as you focus in the very center of this energy in your body, ask, are you mine? M-I-N-E. Are you mine? And expect to receive a truthful response. You'll become aware of a yes or a no. And go ahead and pause the audio now to complete your experience. If, when you ask the question, are you mine, the response is no, then thank and release that energy. Very quickly, from a space of gratitude, thank you for the support you've given me with the lessons I've learned to this moment. I've just discovered you're not mine. I choose to be free, and I allow you to be free as well. Thank you, thank you. Go to wherever you may next be of service, wherever that is. I'm unconcerned. And if you wish, you may be carried by the safe, gentle light of Archangel Michael to wherever you may next be of service. And go ahead and press the audio now to complete your experience. When the energy has released, be sure to draw in your essence to fill in all those places and spaces now available by virtue of having released the energy that was out of time and not mine. We don't, in the way that I offer my work, we do not leave a void or a vacuum. When we do a release, we fill those places and spaces in with the soul essence. The metaphor I use is from the soul star chakra above your head, envisioning a golden sun and drawing that energy down in as if you were allowing it to flow through you as if you were under a shower. Now continuing. If, when you asked, are you mine, the answer that you became aware of was yes, then engage with this part of you that is creating the other than optimum experience. Elicit the positive intentions. And we've done demonstrations in prior bonus calls, and you can go back and refer to those. But essentially, it's this. I know that you support my well-being in the best way you possibly can. What is it you want for me? And you'll become aware of a word or two. And the strong recommendation that I have is really encourage your conscious mind to just slip into the background. We're not wanting the conscious mind to think this through, to analyze what the experience is, because quite frankly, your conscious mind would already have solved the problem if this were a conscious mind problem. It isn't. This is something that is coming from your depths, and you want to allow this part the latitude, the freedom, the space to let you know what it is that it wants. And so the continuing questions are, and when you are experiencing whatever the response was, could be safety, whatever it is, what do you want for me? For example, if it's safety, you thank the part, and then say, and what do you want through safety that's even more important? And again, you'll get a word or two. And you continue the conversation, being gentle, being present, and allowing this reluctant part to share with you what it wants for you, what its positive intention is. And you continue with the inquiry, with the asking, what do you want for me, until you slip into a state that is so expansive and feels so good, you'd have to really work at it to put a word to it and just allow yourself to enjoy that experience. Or when you ask the question, what you get is a response that has a little bit less energy. In other words, the response is an effect of the prior intention. So go ahead and pause the audio now as you have a conversation with this part of you that has a very important message. What is it you want for me? And then you thank it and ask, and what do you want through that that's even more important? Now, when you have the ultimate intention of the part, you let it know that when it comes forward in time to your current age, it will have the benefit of all of your wisdom and life experiences, and it gets to keep everything that it values, and it gets to acquire more wisdom and skills. And you ask the question, would you like to come forward in time now to my current age? And if the part understands the question, it will say yes. If it says no, it means it simply doesn't understand what it is you're asking, or it thinks that you're asking it to give up something. And so you talk to it as if it were just a small child. And when the part says yes, that it wants to come forward in time, you can either float back and escort it to the present moment, or you can invite it to come forward in time along your timeline on its own. And we have multiple demonstrations of how to do this. And when this part has come forward in time to this moment, you draw that energy in through your heart and allow the essence of this newly grown up part to flow down to the tips of your toes, rise to the top of your head, flow across your shoulders, down your arms to the tips of your fingers, anchoring in safely, securely, and permanently to every cell in your body and facet of your being. And then you can ask, if you want to get really thorough, you can ask if there's any other part of you that would have an objection to just enjoying this new perspective, this new way of being. And if you get an objection, then you just go back and you have the conversation with that part and you allow it to grow up and integrate. Because you only get a no or an objection if the part thinks that there's a conflict or if it doesn't understand what you're doing. Because we are hardwired for healing and wholeness. So that's step one, noticing what you're experiencing, identifying where in your body you are most connected to the experience, identifying whether the energy is, quote, not mine, or is a part of you, a personality part of you. And then you identify what is it that you want instead. Now, the way I teach going about this is to engage, to activate your transformational sphere, and from inside sacred space, download divine ideal blueprints for what it is that you want, when that's a state, a feeling, a way of being. Now, if what it is you want to manifest is a thing or a context or a relationship, The details of that, as I mentioned, we're going to go into in the Prepare for Your Journey class. What you want is you want to be clear and specific, and you want to give your subconscious sensory specific details so that your subconscious knows and can assess when it's on track and when it isn't. So you want to be letting it know what you see, what you hear, what you sense, as you already have what it is that you want. Now, if you have chosen to engage your transformational sphere, you first get the blueprint of what it is that you want, and the divine ideal blueprint goes right into the core of this of the golden sphere in the center of your transformational sphere. And as you're noticing your experience, you choose what it is you want to release and dissolve. And those conscious choices about what you want to release and dissolve go into the outer layer of the golden sphere. And by virtue of how the transformational sphere was created, and I gave some ideas, but its source who actually created it, all of your levels of consciousness, known and unknown, across all time, world, space, dimensions, and realities, are gathering up patterns out of alignment with the divine ideal blueprints. And they are gathering up any patterns associated, resonating with anything that you're choosing to release. And again, the reason for this is because we are going beyond what the conscious mind can comprehend. Because the conscious mind didn't create the problem. The conscious mind is merely trying to cope. And that's why you're having an other than optimum experience. So when you feel complete, and if you're doing a really thorough session, you would pause the audio now until you have gathered up the divine ideal blueprints or you have exercised your conscious choice about what it is you want to release, thoughts, emotions, beliefs, habits, behaviors, memories, fantasies. And perhaps you would have been following the steps on your quick sheet. The reason that I'm such a proponent of using the quick sheet is that it will keep you oriented so that you can go deeply into your experience and yet remember what it is that you're about. Because sometimes when we go into these deep states, when we shift into other levels of consciousness, it gets a little tricky to remember exactly what it is that we're up to. And the quick sheet helps you stay oriented. So you would pause the audio now with your quick sheet, and you would go through steps 1 through 3 until you felt that you had really gotten to the bottom of whatever it is that you don't want. So you could pause the audio now to complete your experience. And when you feel complete, then you would go through the remaining steps of the quick sheet. You would do the closing sequence. You would empty, in air quotes, you would empty your transformational sphere with the directive all clear. And you would calibrate your experience 0 to 12. Where am I now? 12 being your divine ideal. 0 being the ultimate in what you don't want, your worst nightmare. You would trust the number that comes to mind, and in the event that the number is less than 12, that just signals that there is an opportunity for more releasing. And the question that I found to be very useful and fruitful is, what would it serve me to know or do now in order to move from the calibration to my divine idea deal of 12? And then I just take a deep breath and I await the response from my deep knowing. And when I get that guidance, then I begin again with the transformational sphere and the steps on the quick sheet. And I just do this delicious dance with my inner world until I have either reached a 12 or until I'm out of time for the date with myself and I want to bookmark it for a later time. So let's recap. The transformational method that I teach has three main steps: building the skill of noticing your experience, choosing to transform whatever it is that is causing the experience, and not bogging down trying to assess and analyze exactly what it is. If you become aware of that information, that's wonderful. However, the transformation is not dependent upon your conscious mind understanding what's going on. The conscious mind, remember, is over-functioning. It thinks it's responsible for your life's purpose and vision. But in fact, that's the province of the soul. So you notice what you're experiencing. You choose or intend to dissolve the root causes. You select the transformational tool that you choose to employ. In the Align and Awaken Journey method, we use the transformational sphere and we use the quick sheet. You notice your experience. You notice where in your body you most connect with it. You discern by asking directly whether the energy is mine or not mine. When you discover that energy is not mine, from a space of gratitude, you thank it, release it, and you draw in your soul to fill in the places and spaces now available. And then next, you have a conversation with the part of you that was in some way associated with that energy so that you get to the belief system that was creating your part of the Velcro for that energetic resonance. You grow up and integrate that part. You can calibrate, see if you're at a 12, and you just loop through these steps until you sense a completion, being very thoughtful and mindful to do the closing sequence on the quick sheet, those four steps. I forgive everyone and everything. All clear. I dissolve all stoppers. All clear. I dissolve all anger, judgment, and criticism toward myself. All clear. And I dissolve all unforgiveness toward myself. All clear. And then calibrate, take your temperature, discern where it is that you are in terms of completion. And you can go back and use this audio anytime you run into a pesky problem. We'll do our call next month. When we are approaching the date, I will again be sending out an email inviting you to send me your requests. I'm deliberately keeping this template short so that it's user-friendly. My love to all of you. I'm just so honored that you are part of this community and know that it's my purpose and my passion to support you. Till our paths meet again, or cross again, journey well. Goodbye, everybody.